Rose Perks is brought to you today by Michelle McKibben, who is a California mortgage loan officer with People's Home Equity Mortgage. And you can email her for more information at McKibben, McKibben.Michelle@yahoo.com.
And thanks to Megan Campbell. Megan's a Southern California realtor specializing in Orange County market. She can be reached at facebook.com/Megan Campbell Realtor. That's C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L Realtor. Megan Campbell Realtor at facebook.com. You guys, Megan keeps it 100, okay? Tonight is a very special Bachelor in Paradise Whore Fest because I'm sitting here with my friend Annabelle DeSisto of Adderall and Compliments.
It is a whore fest
it
now.
It is. You guys, we've been whoring it out. I've been petting Tuxedo and Hefferweisen. Is that your other cat's name?
Hefferson.
Hefferson. The like shy, fatter cat. It's like, I get it. I get you.
This feels like we've been here. I mean, you're the funniest person I know. So if I could spend this length of time with anyone, I am happy it's you.
We're both shut-ins.
But it's like we watched Titanic and then The Godfather's entire series and then Gone with the Wind.
I know. But at least Titanic, the boat went down and they all died. You know what I mean? It's like Kathy Bates made it at the end. And you're like, okay, the fat rich person made it. It's fair.
The unsinkable Molly Brown got through.
But this shit, it's like they just keep coming back. So Steph is on vacation, so we are podcasting together. It's weird because we're actually in the same location, which I normally don't do ever. It's very rare.
Well, I'm honored. Thank you so much for coming to my house because, you know, I love to Howard Hughes.
I love this house.
You know, I don't like to leave. So this is
very nice. Yeah, we're both shut-ins.
This is ideal. This is my dream life. I have
me too. She has pirate booty here.
I was like, you are my dream man. I have a hilarious gay man who will never want to touch me, but just eat junk food and make fun of people on TV. This is my dream relationship.
He isn't a booty. Pirate booty from Trader Joe's. And chocolate bars. This has been really good. And little heart dishes with pirate booty in it. So let's get into Bachelor in Paradise. You have a vase with feathers. And that's, I love you. It's a vase with purple feathers.
It looks like Z Gallery threw up in my entire house. Like that Friends episode where Rachel and Phoebe's entire apartment is from Pottery Barn. That's my apartment, but just from Z Gallery.
And I'm in. My apartment is just like regular throw up all over it. There's nothing fancy about the throw up in my apartment. It's just like dog butt and boy smell. Okay, so Bachelor in Paradise, it's super special, guys, because rape, you know.
A very special race and rape episode. Yes.
Guys, let's talk about race rape. Okay, and what it means to all of us. And was there even a rape? I don't know. No one knows. Special investigators hired by ABC said everything was great, which is kind of like the Trump investigators or whatever.
Yeah, the fact
whatever that president is like, yeah, we've hired independent investigators, and it turns out our president didn't do anything wrong. All right.
And when they're like, yes, we hired Warner Brothers. We had specialists from Warner Brothers come out. I'm like, what? You get the Animaniacs from the Water Tower? It's the WB Dancing Frog. They're like, we got somebody from Warner Brothers, and they said everything's good.
The little Ringo Starr one did a few scenes. Did some jokes and decided that, you know, we don't even know it was rape. What is rape? You know what? No one even knows what rape is. Hey, guys, bring Chris Harrison in here. Bring him in. What does he think about rape? What is it?
Then, like, what am, like, if you guys are debating what DeMario and Corinne did or didn't do is rape, what do you think you're doing to the audience dragging this out over two nights? That is the closest thing. You want to see rape, Warner Brothers? What you're doing to us. That
no
is
kidding.
Proof.
Did I consent? I don't know. I turned on the TV. Am I sober enough to consent? I don't know.
I did not consent to a wedding special. They snuck that in. They were like, tonight is a very special series about rape. But now since I'm abandoned on this island while we figure out the rape, there's a wedding. And I'm like, this is...
Oh, my God. I feel like Carly got exactly what she deserved in this episode. This is what you get when you're like, I'm just going to marry heaven. I can make fun of him forever. He'll probably cry a lot. But, I mean, at least I'll get married. And I'll do it on TV. And everything will be free. And guess what? It looks like you got married on TV and everything was free. They were like ponchos from the dollar store that they threw over benches that they dragged down from the back of the Marriott.
She married a Shakespearean villain, which is what I think. I used to call him Evelyn, which is what I think Evelyn looks like. He looks like the creepy guy in any old Victorian, any like Shakespearean love villain.
But he's not like the main villain. He's like that townsperson.
He's like the Weasley assistant to the villain, where he doesn't have enough. He doesn't have enough pizzazz or money to be the villain. He's just like the like squirrely
and he knows
one.
It. So he'll be the one to like deliver the poison, but not the one smart enough to actually source it.
Exactly.
You know. He's like, well, I didn't kill Macbeth, but he is impotent now. So
I know their directions or their decorations were like tea towels that looked like they were, you know, the bombed prototypes from Katie and Tommy and Tom's wedding from Vanderpump with their names like origami cut into it.
Yes. Oh, yes. I saw also they had these like hanging flags. You know, they're like, decorations, let's hang some paper cutouts. Like, people fold them in fours and then cut out little
triangles. I was like, those are party city cutouts. I had nicer cutouts for my Cinco de Mayo party. Which I realize is apparently now very culturally offensive. But still, my decorations were nicer.
Well, I think we're allowed to have Cinco de Mayo. Why is it called Cinco de Mayo? It's on our calendar. Okay, guys, let's get mad at Christmas. Oh, wait, I guess we already have.
I know.
Let's get mad at it. I'm trying to think of something we haven't been mad at yet.
Chris Harrison was like, did anyone see this coming? I'm like, yeah, did anyone manifest this rape allegation? When you guys thought on your vision board for what this vacation experience was, did anyone see this coming?
All right. Who cut out a rape allegation from Vogue and posted that on their, pasted that to their vision board, guys? Did you see this coming? Okay, so we'll start going through this tedious ass thing. Ooh, I had something on my keyboard. Sorry, darling. All right. Chris is accepting his hair loss. I'm proud of him. At some point, you have to be like, how many plugs can I get? Like, this show never stops shooting. I just can't keep plugging shit into my hair. I'm just going to let it go now. So now he has, like, the tent pole plugs right in the front that he's trying to make the bangs out of. I don't know why it's only 2 weeks. It's only been 2 weeks since they've stopped shooting. And I'm like, okay, he's grown.
I mean, he needs to go to the Joel McHale school where he just keeps getting them put in. It just keeps growing.
Yeah.
You know, like a forest.
Guys, if plugs worked, Bruce Willis would not be bald. He's rich, famous. He would have gotten that shit done. Plugs don't work. Okay. So Bachelor in Paradise is headed back and no one took the free time to do their roots. Seriously, like they're coming back. Robbie's hair looks like shit. Raven still has bulimia hair. What the hell? Like, you people had 2 weeks to think about your choices.
I mean, she has the Teresa Giudice hairline, which, bless her heart, you know, I know that she can't do anything about that. You know, I don't know how close the local, like, hairstylist is to the sawmills or wherever the fuck her and her... Where do all the friends hang out in her, like, tiny podunk incest town?
Raven?
When she was, like...
The hospital Denny's. It's not like owned by the hospital, but it's like in the same building.
Remember when I went to their hometown and she was like, we just hang out on the top of these mills.
Oh, the grain.
And I was like, this looks like a place you'd get raped. Like, this looks like if they did a second part to The Accused. They're like, did you see what happened to that girl at the grain mill? Like, that's who hangs out there?
Yeah, there have been a lot of girls probably like hidden in the,
and a lot of bodies thrown off of that.
In the like puffed corn mills or silos or whatever they were. He's like, whoa, you're in trouble, sir. Just kidding, I'm her brother. First place we ever made out was on top of that thing.
What about the CGI?
That's my next thing, too. CGI birds. Okay, so normally I just watch this on my computer screen and don't notice certain things. Maybe that's why Chris's plugs like were such a revelation, because they were like huge in my face. But also these CGI birds, they both passed and we're like, what the hell? Are those always there?
I did not notice them because I've only seen one other season of Bachelor in Paradise, and that was last year. And I was like, God, this show could be 20 minutes shorter if they just cut out all like the gratuitous like iguana and crab shots. And I was like, oh, there's the same stock parrot from Google Image. But like, I never saw the CGI birds, which I'm like, why are you acting like they're the dragons on Game of Thrones? Why do we keep having these CGI birds go
Actually,
back and
maybe
forth?
That's what it is. And I don't even think they're seagulls. I think they're like pigeons. They're like the wrong kind of birds. They're these big gray birds that are like... And they just fly. Every time they come back in, the birds are flying right in front of the camera. Like, you got it, Walt Disney. Okay, so sad guitar music is playing, and we see all these lights that have been left in Playa del Rey, or what is it? Playa whatever. And they're like, isn't it sad? Lights without people working them. And crabs just walking around waiting for vaginas to infect. And Chris hand acting all alone on the beach. He's like, guys, it's no secret that this season started with controversy. I can't stop staring at his plug bangs. Well, but now we're back and they're ready to find love and have a wacky time doing it. But first, Carly settled for Evan last year, and last week they got married. Production was shut down, so we set up some picnic tables, took some benches from the back of the Marriott, threw some ponchos on them, and gathered a bunch of homely white people.
I wonder if that was in the plans, or if they're like, listen, we paid for this island for a month and we still have them under contract and we still have all the crew here. Get that creepy looking couple who had that, you know, cruel intentions, you know, line of spit between them. We'll give them a free shitty wedding. And I was like, they're making the most of it. I'm just like, you know, there's for
yeah,
a wedding,
I mean,
like
look,
something.
Take your free wedding, but I don't even think that had catering.
Something
like,
borrowed.
There was no party after.
Which is all the decorations and the island. Do it, I guess, something blue or something red.
Something blue was Chris, because you kept pointing out all the blue Chris was wearing.
Chris, we found out that blue is his power color.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything he wore is blue.
And it's not like manly navy blue. It's like, what do they call sailor blue.
Yeah, it's a...
Not, because that's close to navy. Damn it. It's not sky blue because it's darker.
I feel like it's royal blue. I mean, it's
royal blue. It's like a
it's
royal
Ramona
blue. Ramona blue. Okay. Okay. So something borrowed, something blue. What is it? Something
allegedly raped.
Or not, because we don't know what rape is. Hey, guys, welcome back. We don't know what rape is. We'll talk that over later. Until then, what does Sarah think? And she's like, Carly and Evan are totally a testament to this show. Also, Jaden Tanner. Can't get more real than this. And I was like, why would they make the girl with the face? Like,
oh, was that one arm bandit?
Yeah.
Oh,
like, doesn't get more real than this.
I
was like, poor thing.
Oh,
leave
I didn't
her alone,
even,
you guys.
I didn't even realize that was slot machine.
Oh, my God. You're terrible. You're terrible.
But it shows that she can be a normal person. I see. I didn't even realize she was a monster.
But I feel like every time she's around, they're like, "Go out there and say something great." She's like,
"Do some hand acting with your stump. Really emphasize."
They're like, "Do the Chris hands." Chris hands. So Chris is like, "Well, Bachelor in Paradise. Let's look at all the love we found." So we first started with a montage of Carly being sad throughout many seasons of Bachelor iterations. And her first time coming in, singing karaoke to a little Barbie karaoke machine. And she's like, you know, I came on this show because I was singing on cruise ships, feeling lonely and stuck. Says everybody who's ever sung on a cruise ship. Like, do you really think that was just you? No one is singing on a cruise ship that doesn't feel lonely and stuck, okay? Jasmine last week was like, I sang on a cruise ship. I was a Disney princess, you know. You know, the first black Disney princess. I mean, I was killing it. I was like, yeah. You look like that totally worked out
great
for you.
I was choking it.
And lonely and stuck. Was that the guy who killed someone? Oh, they were showing her being in love, but I didn't watch that season. And she was in love with some cute blonde guy.
Oh, was that...
Was that the guy who got drunk and killed somebody recently?
The farmer guy? Is that Chris Soules? Is his name Chris Soules?
I don't know. There's so many white...
Chris took a soul.
There's so many, like, random white blonde guys who kind of look drunk and over
saying,
it.
Not to sound racist, but all the white blonde losers on this show all look the same to me, yeah. Where I cannot tell the sad...
Yeah. We all look like thumbs, I think. Especially the blonde ones. Okay, so then Bachelor Paradise Season 2. I decided it's better than another cruise... So I found another blonde dude with like a light film of sweat on his face. And then she ran from him and she's like, And then Evan and JoJo season. And Evan's like, I went on The Bachelor for adventure. And if anyone could find love on TV, it's me. Girl.
It's like, you are so gross. You spent the entire time with you had more of a romance with Chad than you did with JoJo. Like, with JoJo, he always looked like he had won a, like, he was a really old Make-A-Wish kid that they had just gotten around to. And he's like,
they
I get
got
to-
him, like, a special Mervyn's plastic motorcycle jacket to wear just for the scene.
And I'm just like, ugh, you and your accessories. You and Johnny Depp have, I would say, are equal on bracelets and rings. I'm like, the only reason you want to get married is so you can add another ring to your collection, because your jewelry is ridiculous.
Yeah, pretty much. The boner king. What did you call him today?
Because you kept pointing out, you're like, why does she keep saying, you know, I'm going to be Mrs. Evan Bass, you know, yeah, Evan
like,
Bass.
That's not like, Evan Rothschild. She's like, Evan Bass.
And I'm like, it's not Chuck Bass. He's a boner doctor from like Michigan. Why are you acting like it's
Evan's like not even as exciting as the singing bass on people's walls.
He's not. Okay. He's not even at the Big Mouth Billy Bass fortune.
Yeah. So then this turned into like an hour long special. And I think we can agree that our favorite parts of this, that they kept cutting to this huge-faced girl. And her name was like Julia.
Yeah, Julia spelled J-U-E-L-I-A. And this is coming from somebody who has a big face. Like my mom.
I have a big face as well.
My mom can give birth. They tried to do it naturally. My face was too big. And then they had to do a C-section. They charged her for two births. So this is, and that is true. So this is coming from somebody who has a very large Luann Delicep sized head. She has a very large, I'm not sure if her face was so big or if the flower crown proportion was so off.
Her face was huge. And then they had a huge flower crown
thing.
It
looks like a Snapchat filter gone wrong, because it looks like it was eating her head.
Yeah, it was like they were trying to test the Snapchat filters. And they're like, okay, it works on normal heads. Bring Julia in here. Get her in here. So I guess it works, guys. No, that's not.
Like, she got a lot of screen time.
She did.
She got more screen time than the parents?
Yes, everybody. They kept cutting to her, and she's like, everything's great!
And then...
We've literally been laughing like this for 2 hours now. Sorry. Jason and Molly. Jason is hot. Molly is a butterface. Oh, this is... This is a couple that got rained on.
Yes.
It was so good.
They looked like they were having their wedding during Hurricane Andrew.
So someone said, I look back and think, how did we meet in such a romantic way? Oh, hello, Tuxedo.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
Hi,
hello.
Tuxedo
the cat is on my shoulder now looking over like, what are you laughing about, giant face Julia? So then Sean and Catherine, I just wrote Butch It Up. So it's basically just a montage, and then we get to the biggest couple ever. Jaden Tanner, Jaden Tanner, Jaden Tanner. The biggest goal of Bachelor in Paradise any season. Chris is like, guys, remember rape? I don't. Anybody else? Let's talk about what we could, let's talk about where we could be together. Jaden Tanner! You could be Jade and you could be Tana. It's like, these people are ridiculous. Who cares? I think he's abusing her. I've always thought that. And she's like, I feel great. But she always has sad face on every time you see her. And then when she's telling Carly how happy she is for her, she's like, I'm just crying because I'm pregnant. It's like, I'd be crying too. It means something way different when something that Tanner made inside of you is kicking you.
It's Rosemary's Baby. I don't trust anybody with the name of, like, I'm sorry. Even if I met, like, my dream aunt. Do you know how rich he would have to be with old family money? Old Bass family money to be like, hi, my name's Tanner. And, like, that's not how I'm going to introduce you. No Keiths, no Tanners. No ridiculous fucking man name.
Tanner than who? Who are you competing with? Jade is like, it changed my life. And I wrote, is she in hospital pajamas? What's wrong with her? But then we found out she was getting ready to be in the wedding. Okay. Then we get a montage of really romantic things that married couples say to each other as they get married on this show. There are no words invented. They could describe my feelings. You're a light to my bug. My heart feels like love sprinkles.
And I was like, who wrote your wedding vows? Lydia from Real Housewives of Orange County? What are you talking about?
It's like her chunky friend. She's like, <Am I? laughs> say something like you're the icing on my cake.
See if we can get a free sponsorship.
I'm like, let it go, girl.
I want an Instagram discount code.
You're the pepperoni to my pizza. All right, Joelia, put down the silver
You're
Sharpie.
You're the diff to my eyewear.
Okay. I tried things I never thought I would try. Tasted things I never thought I would taste.
It was like, gross.
Tanner, you are more special today than you were yesterday. I just wrote, they're such bad actors, speech and debate losers, and the rained on one is hilarious because she has such a huge mad face that they won't let her move. It's like, the hurricane's coming, just get through it, wrap it up, big face. She's like, god damn it. Okay, so Carly in a row, she tries to tell us a beautiful love story, and then it cuts to an eczema commercial. And an ad for check cashing, a check cashing place.
Which I think is the gross level of just like, that's how I feel when I see a 24-hour cash checking place. I feel my skin feels scratchy. Like, I'm just like, ooh, this
isn't
work.
Yeah, I used to have to go to them. Because they're like, you need a birth certificate to get into here, Wells Fargo. And I was like, oh, geez. I'd have to go to those check cashing places and there's like bulletproof glass. They're like, we'll need to take 27% of your check. I hope that's okay. Let's see here. And yeah, you get itchy. Evan, I'm so excited. Evan has a lot of gigantic male friends, I wrote. I don't know why. And he actually says things like, she completes me, and then makes those heart hands.
Which he was like, how do you do a heart? And I'm like, how can you not figure this out? I'm like, you are doing the one-armed girl can do could do the heart sign better than you. How can you not figure this out, Evan? Get it together, Evelyn. And
I
also,
feel like
he
Carly
put
hurts him.
He put Mumford and Sons in charge of the rings.
No kidding. He's like, anyone got the ring? He's like pulling it out of his butt.
I'm like,
crack.
Yeah, give it to the guy who does like his own artisanal beer, and who spent 2 hours, you know, just sculpting his beard today.
He's like, sorry, I smell like yeast, man. But
he was just
tuxedos tap dancing back
when,
there.
I guess, and how Evelyn tricked her into being with him. Or I don't want to skip ahead. Do we have this?
No, we can. I don't know. I wrote so many notes on Carly and Evans.
Because I don't want to ruin
the
your
Marriott
podcast.
Wedding. This is us, darling.
When I just, your entire feed on the Facebook is just, we hate her. It's just
no,
going
to
be like
I'm
what
just
I.
Getting, I'm just getting to Joelia. I'm just reading blonde with giant face and a huge crown with flowers, Joelia.
I just don't want to like skip around. I don't know if we're going to go into when they express like how, because originally they didn't like each other.
Yeah, she was totally grossed out by him. And then he kissed her and she was like, that was disgusting. He's like, that's the best thing that ever happened to me.
And how he got her, he was like, it took me faking my own death. And I was like, ooh, this, you know, this did not work out well for, you know, Yolanda Foster. It went the other way. But for Evan, it really.
It worked out for Yolanda for many years. But at some point, you just got to put a damper on it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, she should have seen it was a short game. It was a short con. He got in, he got what he needed, you got out.
Yeah, Yolanda's just trying to ride that lime train for until the end of time. If you have to come out with a book called Belief Me, you're on the wrong path. You're dating the wrong man, okay, or woman. So then Carly is with all her bridesmaids and stuff, and everyone's like trying to make sure that Jade's baby has a heartbeat or whatever. And then the mom's like, I couldn't love Evan more. I prayed for him. Evan is God's answer to my prayer.
I was like, oh, that is, you know, just proving the atheist point more. They're like, that's what God gave you.
Does anyone need more proof he doesn't exist? Between world poverty and possible rape on The Bachelor, but you ask God for a gift and he should send you Evelyn?
You know,
that's as clear.
I feel like the best kind of preaching to ever give to somebody is just to say, when you pray, just aim higher. Aim higher, okay? Evan Bass. I prayed for Evan Bass, and here he is. I'm wearing a banana clip and a ponytail.
I remember because I hated Evelyn because, like, when I would do my Bachelor recaps, because, like, I only watched that show because that's the only way Stassi would let me on her podcast, was I had to watch Bachelor, and I was like, I hate it. So I'm going to use all, like, my anger writing and just do angry blogs. And I could not stand him. Sorry, I have, like, raven frog in my throat. And I've never done this, but I was like, I'm going to go to his Instagram account and leave a mean comment. I didn't end up doing it. Like, I wrote it and deleted it and wrote it and deleted it. And I was like, I'm not going to be that person. But I just wanted to go through all his pictures and, like, his hashtags. I mean, this was when he only had, like, 600 followers. And I went to, like, his very first picture on the account, and it was just all these pictures of his Bentley. And he would do all these hashtags, and it only had, like, 2 likes.
Oh, Evan. He has a Bentley?
I was shocked, and I was like, damn, boners pay well.
I know. He seems more like a Honda Pilot guy to me.
Yeah, like, he was like,
it's sensible. Maybe I'll have things to lug around. Probably not, but, you know, he does know someone from Mumford & Sons. Like, maybe he'll eventually occasionally take a speaker to a bar or something. I don't know.
But I was surprised. I was like, Bentley?
Well, that explains Carly's love a little bit more. I know it's terrible to say, but come on, guys. Carly looks like... I feel like when girls turn into brunettes suddenly, and then when blonde girls are like, I'm going to be a brunette now, I feel like that's usually like a stage, right? It's like a phase. And then they're like, I'm happy again. I'm blonde again.
It's an opposite caterpillar. It's a caterpillar in reverse.
Yeah. And now she's like more brunette, and then she got bigger eyelashes that just like weigh her lids down more. It's like to maybe excuse why she looks sad so much.
And this is coming from, once again, somebody with a big head, and also somebody, I have Disney villain eyebrows, and I always look surprised. So I recognize myself in her, but she still looks shocked, like she's marrying Evelyn. Yeah. And it's just like the eyebrows are just like always where she's like, I'm so happy. And I'm like, or you're shocked or scared. Or confused, or yeah.
I think
really
she's
anything.
Just as annoyed with him as she always has been, and that's why she loves him, which kind of makes me like them. So you know what, you guys go, because I feel like she's that one who's like, Evan, God, you're so embarrassing, and he's like, come on, you hurt my feelings, and then he cries, and she's like, man up, and it's like kind of, yes, it's kind of abusive. But he needs to be told.
And she needs to get off that floating Walmart, which is what a cruise is. And she's like, I'm going to get into this Bentley and his 50 bracelets, and I'm just going to take what it is.
Yeah. She's like, if I sing to a karaoke track of At Last one more fucking time, I'm going to kill somebody. So let's just get through this. I took tons of notes, and I've put them in 36 point. So... I'll get 4 lines as we scan down this.
It looks like you're reading off a teleprompter from 50 feet away. That is the font that is on your computer.
That's how blind I am, because I'm using the MacBook Air for this one. Evan is crying because he did the dad's bangs. He's like, oh my God, look at his bangs. And then kind of dumb lady in a house coat stands behind Carly. Poor Carly. It's like she's already at a $5 wedding, and then it's like Harvey Fierstein from Hairspray standing right in her... right in her picture. Evan has the softest hands of all time. Ashley is trying so hard to cry. Ashley just looks like a tornado splatted up against a wall. What is wrong with her? Why does she wear so much makeup? She's such a pretty giant-mouthed girl.
She's wearing a red dress with an equally bold red lip, which is a strong choice.
Yes, and like clown foundation and gigantic everything. And then I noticed that her little elf boyfriend, brunette Zelda, what's his name?
Are you talking
about
Snaggletooth? Snaggletooth Jared?
I do not like that. I like a man with pointy teeth. pointy tooth personality, kind of free Jared.
I could not understand why the who was fighting over him. Him and who I used to
the
call
stupid
her.
Girl.
I used to call her. Oh, character shoes, because she would always wear character. It looks like she was got done auditioning for Thoroughly Modern Millie. Because like in the first five episodes
she's
of The Bachelor,
like, I could do drama or I could tap.
She was always just wearing character shoes. Always wearing D-strap character
she's
shoes.
Like, don't get me wrong, I'm an actor, but I'm an actor who can move.
Oh, Build-A-Bear and Virgin are fighting over Snaggletooth. I was like, what is his appeal? Isn't he just like, it just said like salesman. It was like software salesman. I'm like, you know, he sells Rosetta Stone at a kiosk in the mall. What is
what do you have against bilingual hot people?
I don't like other cultures. They should shut this entire production down.
Stephanie didn't like him either. I don't know why I think he's so cute. But then he was with that stupid mousy girl, Carly, right? And she's like, meh. He's like, bah, 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 bah. Oh, it's the boring straight people on this show. And it's obviously no offense, straight person. You're not a boring straight person. But just looking around this wedding, I was like, this is where boring people go to just leave us alone for the rest of their lives. It's like, you guys are boring enough to make this work. Now, please stay off TV.
He was crying more than she is. And there's nothing. I mean, I could not be like looking at Evan. Makes me want to be a lesbian. I'd rather sleep with any other woman at that wedding than any of the men there.
Yeah, and I think that's when people need to get married, when everybody just looks at them and they're like, well, at least I ain't fucking them. And then Chris is like, by the power vested in me. Girl, you got that off the internet. This probably isn't even a legal wedding. And he's reading from a Barnes & Noble Daily Planner from like the bargain price rack. Bought it. I just kept writing, please make it stop, over and over.
Well, his vows to her, then when they tried to do, I don't know the English word or whatever. When they tried to do their like comparisons or like our love is like this, and it's like an SAT. Like if our love was like this, what would Ashley's virginity be like? You know, like these weird equations of what their love is.
If our love was a train going west at 20 miles an hour,
how soon will we be divorced and lose our Freshology sponsorship or wherever the
Freshology?
When he was like, our love is like this ocean. And I was like, what, polluted and toxic?
Exactly. Like full of mercury that could like kill an entire village. Our love is in need of wasabi and a severe amount of soy to make it palatable for human consumption, okay?
And I just love the reaction shots because that's my favorite like crowd shots of anything, whether it be the Oscars or whatever. But especially this who's who of no one on reality TV, because they cut to Nick from last season. And the look on his face, because like all the girls are pretending to cry because they want that like 2 seconds of camera, because they're doing like the pretty like Lisa Rinna cry where there's no actual tears, but like, and it just cuts to Nick's face and he looks like he is standing in line at the DMV.
Yeah, he's furious.
He looks so upset about being there.
He does. He looks fucking furious. And he's also leaning forward. His elbows are on his knees. You know, he's like leaning forward. And then Vanessa's just looking around like, oh, Jesus Christ, where's my brother? Her little Apple Watch is like, it's me. Can you meet me behind? I miss you.
Like, can my students back in Canada, who I completely abandoned, who I said were the most important thing to me, can they make me more crafts so I look more likable?
I know. Nick's like, God, that book from the special ed class was more interesting than this $5
wedding. Made more sense. It was easier to read than any of this wedding program.
I'm laughing like an asthmatic trailer park lady today. She's like, I'll be a shield in battle when you need protection. You know, when we're talking about how fast those kids are driving and how terrible the music is these days. Okay. And then
like, that is the weird, like, I feel like these things are really like, it was like really bad improv of like, what's an old like wedding? What do you do with old people? And they were like, you complain about music and kids driving fast. And I'm like, this is what you chose for your wedding? But like,
I mean, it's to Evan. What's she going to say? Meanwhile, he's sitting there sobbing over his ocean thing. And then Chris is like, well, by the Barnes & Noble book vested in me.
By the discount Moleskin vested.
He's like, please. welcome the migrant workers we just picked up from outside the Home Depot for a Diet Coke trade. And then they come in and you go, when I said that, you go, yeah, that's like the maid who was folding the toilet paper into a pretty swan earlier.
Yeah.
So rude. So Evan is like, hola, senorita. And then, hey, you guys, what does Julielia think? She's like, I love it. I don't know what a shaman is, but it was awesome.
I was like, Julielia was like a Groundlings character. I was like, who? I've never seen this person before in my life. And I granted, I am not well-versed in Bachelor universe, but I was like, was this a fan favorite? Why is she getting so much camera time?
I don't know. I think that she was the only one that could hold a smile for that long.
She got equal amounts of camera time as Evelyn and Charlie.
I mean, Jesus, the mom's prayer got 5 seconds. So Chris is like, so does everyone agree to help us take down these decorations? Welcome to the cash bar. And then some guy like starts blowing a conch shell like it's Lord of the Flies. Run.
This is our rape conch that we normally blow. We were too late on it last week, but we want to be ahead of it tonight.
Just want everybody to be educated, okay? And so she makes fun of him for crying, which is so cute. And then they're like, yay, Tanner and Jade. And then now they're being interviewed, and it says under their pictures, Tanner and Jade, which is, I'm proud of this show, because normally it's Jane Tanner. Tanner fought for some better credit. So then everyone went to the cash bar. Okay, welcome back. Chris is barefoot, which disturbs me. There's only 2 empty pots behind him.
In his signature blue. In the same outfit he wore from the first. So they're doing the intros clearly on the same day.
Yeah. Yeah, Chris is so excited to have this many lines. It's like, do you want me to change my suit? No, Chris. Are you sure? Because I wore this. No, Chris.
It's like none of the CGI birds are going to be blocking. Nobody's blocking me, right?
Do you think we need more empty pots behind? No, Chris. Just fucking get into place. I'm going to take off my shoes. Whatever, Chris.
I want to do a grounding exercise.
Can we bring the shaman back?
They're like, no, they're making elephants out of towels on the guest resort. We only had them for that hour.
So he's like, guys, one thing is missing. Our cast. And here they come down the beach. And Raven's like, I can't believe we're back here. I hope it's a fresh reset on love. Then old man construction worker's like, this raises a lot of questions for all of us. I had doubts.
And I was like, yeah, because you're from a time where it was still legal like to rape your wife and you could like smoke in the office and sexually harass your secretary. Now only one of those is still legal, kind of.
I was getting ready to offer her daddy a cow in return for her hand in marriage. Robbie's hair is now just glued to his giant forehead, poor guy. He got a whole new hair setting that he had to put on hold for 2 weeks. It was just like around the side.
He looks like he's in the live action Barbie movie where he looks like one of those, not sure how big of an NSYNC fan you were, but when they did that music video for No Strings Attached and they had to do all that like special effects makeup because they had to look like toys. They had to look like.
Girl, I was listening to Ruth Brown in my Honda Accord. Okay. In the back of high school smoking pot.
They had to do like special effects makeup to look like Ken dolls. That's what he looks like.
He's like a chicken legged. I don't know. I feel like he's really not met his time yet. His time is going to be when he's 55. He saved up enough for like a 10-year-old convertible and you'll see him driving around.
Oh, he's still getting those Grove, you know? Former professional swimmer residuals from Jacksonville, Florida. And I can say that I'm from Florida. That state needs to be Lorena Bobbitted from our country. And taken off, but former professional swimmer.
Well, it's better than the aspiring drummer or whatever we just got last year, or the tickle monster.
I'm aspiring anything. I love that. I'm just going to put, like, that's so much better aspiring. Than, like, I don't have a job. I'm like, I'm aspiring.
It's like, I'm an influencer girl. You go. He's going to be driving his influencer 10-year-old convertible around the neighborhood. He just hasn't hit his time yet. So then they start getting super deep, right? Because like really bad things happened here, but we're not allowed to talk about it, I don't think. Or are we? And Amanda's like, seeing what was in the media and knowing we were going to be associated with all that, it was hard to decide if we were going to come back. Really, Amanda? You almost didn't come back?
I almost didn't know if it was Amanda because I was like, wait, has she been on screen for 3 minutes and she hasn't mentioned that she's a mom yet? And I was like, who is this alien that's invaded Field Mouse's body? Because I'm just like, and she's like, I mean, I was so waiting for her to be like, as a single mom, I have two girls. I mean, as a single mother, do you know how hard it is being away from your children? I'm like, you are acting like, whenever she's on any of these shows, she acts like she's been, you know, drafted into war. And I'm like, you voluntarily auditioned many times, filled out a bunch of forms, yes, because you wanted to get away from packing fucking frozen Elsa backpacks, you know, for 3 months, which
it's called an escape pod, Amanda. Okay. You're not fucking fooling anybody.
Which I completely, you know, support. But
in the media, knowing we were associated, you're on Bachelor in Paradise for like the third time. You're already associated with the worst fucking thing ever. Okay. They probably don't even let you on the PTA. And good for you, bitch. If you can get away from your kids to get some dick in the summer, do it. And then you get a show to pay for it. You go. And then poor I don't even want to say that because it's so rude, but poor Lacey, she's like, well, my grandpa's still dead, but at least I don't have to be there for his funeral. Did I miss something? What happened? What'd you guys talk about? What were you guys talking about? What did I miss? It's so cool to be here. Like, did I miss something? Why isn't anybody talking to me? Guys, anybody? Anybody? Is this something I said? Is this something I didn't say? Were they playing Twister? Came with the inside joke, guys. It's like, poor Lacey. God.
I felt bad. I was like, you know that the only way she had friends is if her parents had like a really cool house and she like offered to do everyone's homework, because she seems so sweet and so nice and like bending over backwards, like exorcist style, to like accommodate anyone and get any attention.
Yeah, but she's like the kind of girl that just never found drama club, you know? And you saw her trying. Like, you saw her trying with the cheerleaders, but it was like, girl, come over here. We're funnier and you can eat. And she's like, no, I'm one of them. Like the cheerleaders pass in the hall and she's like, right, guys, right? I don't know what they're saying. But. Like, I still felt it. It's a natural laugh. We're together. Poor Lacey. And Chris is like, before I can officially declare paradise back open, we need to have a talk, bitch. Everybody. What can we do to start this show together? Why are we all able to be back? Now, here's why. We had an investigation by Warner Brothers. Possibly James Comey.
We also had that MGM lion come and check it out. He said it was okay. He roared. Everything seems pretty okay. Like, let's get the Duke lacrosse team in here to be like, there was absolutely no rape. What are you talking about? Brock Turner also okayed this, so I think we are good to go.
This did not happen behind a dumpster, and Warner Brothers says they're proud of you guys. Okay, here's a bottle of champagne and condoms with holes in them. Okay, so they went over all this video footage, interviewed the staff and you guys, and concluded that there was no misconduct by the cast on set. No, he was very specific with his wording. It was like, there was no misconduct by the cast on the set. But girl, we saw what y'all were doing at that airport, motherfuckers. A bunch of conservative congressmen. So, Alexis, which one's Alexis?
Is she Dolphin?
Oh, yeah. She's like, yeah, we all knew that, hottest balls. It was like really hard seeing the media blow it out of proportion like that. And Raven's like, well, I knew they didn't do anything bad. Did you? So none of you thought this was rape? Because that's some bullshit. They all unfollowed Corinne immediately, right? On the Insta.
Yeah, and they completely flip-flop. I don't know what, obviously, whatever did or didn't happen. But, like, I know, didn't it come out, like, I felt like at the Men Tell All, wasn't, like, DeMario, like, Corinne and I are... Didn't they make a statement that they're both like okay with each other? That they weren't mad at each other. It was like the production that shut this down. Like it wasn't like Corinne who was like, stop everything, give me that conch shell. I did think it was ironic.
They were both surprised it was shut down, and they showed the stuff. Well, at least it sounded like what they were talking about in the articles, where Alex was narrating what was going on in the pool, and they just, some producer saw the tape the next day and was like, she couldn't consent, and blah, 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 and so they shut down production. So that's all we know. Well, we don't even know that, really. But they're like, oh, the media blew it out of proportion. But then they start all saying, you know, and poor DeMario, poor DeMario. I mean, Corinne, but I guess Corinne, too.
They didn't even bring her up until at the end when he was, like, so slut-shaming. They're like, oh, we felt so bad. And I'm like, you guys just railed on how terrible this looks for him for 15 minutes. Not one of you said anything about, you know, about this also looking bad for her, this also being embarrassing for her, which is equally...
Well, it's so fucked up because it's hard to even look, I love to make a judgment, but I don't even know what I literally don't know what's happening. And Chris is talking in circles, and then Raven keeps talking in circles, and then they keep making Taylor say things. Don't let Taylor say things. How are you guys new to this? Don't let this is Taylor. It was tough on all of us emotionally, and it was nice to come back together. And the cast and the producers, they all supported each other. And then, like, emotionally, I'm like, oh, stop her. And Chris is like, a lot of tears were shed that night and the days after as well. It was brutal. Really rough. And then Moana's like, I didn't even get to tell on anybody. Girl, if there was some rape, I would like to have been given the chance to file some reports. Okay?
And you had unfunny Jim Halpert be like, you know what was... hard was that the media, you know, was like making it look like we don't have any choice and that you guys force us and tell us what to say. And I was like, as he reads this off the cue card, it like looked like he like one of those hostage videos of like, please give my parents $20,000 or I will be shot. Like
Allahu Akbar.
And I was
this
like,
is President Reagan's fault.
He was like, way to make it convincing. He's like, we are completely at our own free will. And when we ask for a drink, it's because we asked for it. No one gave it to us.
Chris is like, you're not mindless robots. And Taylor goes, people think that reality shows are scripted. And they come up to me and they say, oh, my God, I like your character on that show. Like, I'm like, literally.
People come up to me and she's like, people say, we loved you on that show. And I was like, this is already false statement. This is.
You are lying in question form, ma'am. You are lying in Jeopardy form. Okay. No one has ever come up to you and said they like your character on a show. Emotional intelligence doctor who has a chalkboard on her doctor door.
I know her thing on her outsider therapist door was like what, you know, house moms have in their kitchen from TJ Maxx of like, you know, a pig with a chef's hat, you know, like holding the chalkboard and you write what's on dinner that night.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like the pig wanted to hold the chalkboard. I didn't make him. He just likes being there. So Raven is like, my biggest worry was for production because they were kind of blamed, but also for DeMario and Corinne because it was unfair the way people spoke about them. Well, you know, DeMario. Well, also Corinne. It broke my heart.
But especially DeMario. And I'm like, nobody's even bringing up the fact that during this entire time while it was going on in the news, everyone's like, oh, well, she was such a slut on the last season. You see what a drunk slut she is? But she was always so drunk. And I'm just like, they're more concerned, which I understand. It's awful for both of them. But they're like, what about when people Google DeMario's name for a job? And I was like... DeMario is not going to be getting any job that you have to like Google for of like, do you think this is going to stop him from like,
I don't think the Foot Locker is going to be like, you guys, whoa.
I mean, if I was giving him a job and if I did Google, my thing would not be the possible rape allegations. My thing would be like a girl with a scrunchie broke up with you on TV.
And yelled at you for way lying more about having another girlfriend.
I have way more questions about this.
And then Moana, literally, I can't. He's so stupid. He goes, yeah, those of us that know DeMario, like, it was hard to see him typecast. It's like, this isn't like arsenic and old lace, Moana.
Raven she was like, you know, especially me being from the South, where racism, you know, and interracial couples are such a big thing. You know, this really affected me. And I was like, I haven't seen you hitting on Diggy. What? How do you think this interracial relationship is possibly affecting you? And I was like, Raven.
Yeah. People think it's wrong. You know, black man with a white woman or a white woman with a mustache. Guys, people are people, okay?
And I was like, "What? The thing, I mean, Raven, bless her heart and that hairline, it takes her so long to talk. And it's like, I don't think she's stupid because I don't, like Wendy Williams, I don't like to call other women stupid. So I like, so I, she calls them less than smart. I don't think Raven's stupid. It's just like with her accent, listening to her is like syrup where it just takes so fucking long where I'm just like, join the Southern Charm cast. I don't have time for this.
Yeah. Just get a straw, drink the pancake batter and get the fuck out of my house. Okay. We're done. But also she's, it's the ones who don't need to be talking about this shit that are always talking about it. Like Taylor, oh, Taylor, you're going to talk again? Okay. Do it in question form, please. Like, no one cares. No one wanted to touch the race thing, with that, which I don't really blame him. He's like, do you think this had to do with race? And everyone's like, Dean is laying back on a beanbag chair like he's back at his mung bean dad's house.
Dean was our favorite because he, everybody else is trying to get screen time during this. Everyone has, nobody has any right to. And the only one who is not involved and not trying to get, you know, a close up from camera B is Dean, because he's like laying on a beanbag, like, and he looks like when his parents are having like a family meeting about like finances for like the summer vacation and like the itinerary. He's just like laying on his back, like twiddling his fingers, like, yeah. God, Chris Harrison, come on, I want a boogie board. Can I just go already? God, I get it. Don't rape anyone. So dumb. The thing,
it just was so frustrating because it's like this big lecture, but we don't even know what it was. I mean, by them doing it like this, now people are walking away like, oh, a girl got raped on The Bachelor. No one ever said that that's what happened.
I'm like, it's...
They're talking about it now like it's this huge rape that someone was falsely accused of and everything was shut down because rape. And is it because of rape? Is it race rape? Rape race? Woman race? Slut shame race? They're making about all this shit, which they can't say because of lawsuits.
It's like the JonBenet Ramsey case. The more you talk about it, the more confused you get and the more theories you have. It makes no sense.
The popcorn at the Kmart now is like, can't go outside because someone was like, maybe he did it.
And I'm like, I love him, Chris Harris. Like, he's like, now, do you think it was about race? And I just like, I was like, God, please let little General Lee just like come out from behind the bushes and be like, I do.
Now, is this the wrong time to apologize for anything that I may have said on the Twitter that I thought was just being fun and
I'm facetious.
Hug-like? Facetious.
Exactly. Oh, my God. That was so awkward. So this one, then Chris is like, okay, can't bait you guys on the race thing. So Corinne refers to herself as a victim, guys. What do you think about that? And the nurse is like,
I think she wanted to say face.
And Alex is like, yeah, that was a big statement left to interpretation by design. Now, this is the episode where suddenly we realize Alex just has a lot of big words that he doesn't understand.
I despise him so much, and I realize I have a personal vendetta against Lord Farquaad, which is what I used to call him on my blog, because you see his face, and he has a beautiful face. He has, like, the face of a Disney prince, and then you scan down, and you see it's on the body of Tyrion Lannister, and you're like, oh, he's Lord Farquaad from Shrek. And then you realize he's a complete fucking monster. Where all the Marines on my, I appreciate your service to our country. I don't appreciate your service on some of my television shows because from Ryan from OC and Alex and Chad, we're all like Marines. And like they, Alex was the worst. Everyone thought Chad was the worst. Alex was by far and away.
Yeah, because he the tattletale. I always hate the tattletale more than the victimizer.
He was off. He was the fucking worst. And so when I would tweet about him, I did not include him in the tweet. He called me because somebody responded to my tweet and I guess tagged him. He called me on Twitter. He was like, stop tweeting about me, you crazy bitch, which I'm not denying I am. But then he, in the next tweet, he said, shut up, you're a dumb hoe. Which I do think was funny because like just the word hoe. But then he deleted it. And I'm like, just, you have to stand by it. Like, you're a Marine. Like, you went through all that training.
Yeah, you so, also have to screenshot everything.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? And then, of course, he moved in right across from me for 5 months.
Oh,
and he would always be walking around with his shirt off. And I was like, this is not okay. Because his apartment was directly across from mine. And when I sit in my safe space, which is my couch, which is where they will find me dead. Like, there is a body imprint on my couch. This is where I always am. Always, unless I'm at Petco on La Brea and back on my couch.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I would have to look across and I would always see him. And I'm like, no, this is my place.
I wish he was still there. I would open that curtain right now. I love to look at him. I love guys that are just like so driven in one way. Like, he's just so cute and he's like visually just so gifted. And he works out so hard. He's got such drive and dedication. And God damn it, he's so stupid. And it's just so cute. I don't know what to do with it. But I hate him too. But I love him.
I know. He needs to go back and, you know, go back to making cookies with the rest of your family in a tree. Because I don't want to see you on my television.
That would make him so much more likable.
I know. You're not supposed to.
That would make him an actual productive person in society.
It is alarming. I mean, Peter Dinklage is not the body type you want to see on a beach.
Yeah, but he could still burn 1,000 people in one snap of a finger. You know what I mean? Like, have some power, man. I mean, this guy can barely talk. So Chris is like, guys, all right, race is gone and victimhood's gone. Slut shaming. Let's talk about what slut shaming is. So Alexis goes, you know what's like so annoying about slut shaming? It's always towards women. Like, it's not fair. Like, guys, like, they could be sluts, but nobody even says nothing to them. It's only to girls. I'm like, oh, Alexis, you little dolphin shark.
And I'm like,
that's the point.
Making history. 2017, yes, we can. Everyone thinks women have gone back. Thank God we do have women. Move over, Elizabeth Warren. We have her speaking for us. But what's her purpose as the serial killer trend?
God bless Alexis. And Raven's like, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but I was in an abusive relationship. And Amanda's just looking at the floor like, I just dated the pizza abuser. So, and then they're like, we hadn't heard that, Raven. I was like, okay, we need to wrap this up because now we're just having people throw in random
issues. Now we're just
issues.
Having an abuse off. We're just having, like, you know, whose life is sadder. And the thing is, right now, I all want to abuse you. I want to hit all of you for watching this.
Can someone just tell me who was raped?
Like, I just...
I don't even know what the crime is. It's like the end of Clue. Like, that person wasn't even that person the whole time. It was that person, and then you have to go three different times to see the ending. Like, for Christ's sake, Tim Curry, just tell me who did it. You know, I don't even know what the crime is. So Chris is like, okay. No one wants to hear Raven's lame story again.
They're like, the birds were the only ones who knew the truth. That's why they had to shoot them all and put these CGI ones in. Couldn't have any...
CGI pigeons? What say you?
Couldn't have any more witnesses.
So Chris is like, okay, guys. Let me make sure I didn't turn off this mic again like last time. So Chris is like, guys, what is consent? And how do you know when somebody gives it? And Taylor goes, well, there's verbal consent and body language. And it's important to give verbal consent. And then Ben's
because
like,
that's consent. Verbal consent is a good way to have consent. And I was like, I think it's not really verbal consent. I think it goes by how the person's dressed, because you know if that's how they're asking for it or not.
Yeah, consent is when you let a bitch buy you a couple of beers. Like, what the hell, people? And then Ben's like, yeah, but like, people could also consent, but then you're doing it and then they could be like, no, now I don't consent. And you have to be like, okay, no more consent. And Chris is like, okay, guys, let's play a little game. If someone's passed out drunk, is that consent? They're like, no.
That is not a joke that you're saying. That is literally what he said.
He's like, if someone can't talk because they're so drunk, is that consent? And they're like, no. And Diggy's like, well, it is. He's like, what does he say? It's if you'd give. Oh, he goes, consent is when you give consent, but you'd also give consent to that person if you're sober. I'm like, no, no. And he goes, we've all woken up the next day and been like, ooh, that wasn't consent. Yes, it motherfucking was. You don't get to wake up after being drunk all night and be like, wait a minute. I'm not saying passed out drunk or anything. I'm saying the level he's talking about.
Yeah, that when, like, you wake up and then, like, if we didn't have that, we would, that wouldn't have led to that incredible movie that inspired me to go to bartending school for 2 days, Coyote Ugly. Yes, and that's so.
Exactly. Regret is not rape. Okay? Regret does not equal rape.
Tonight. But regret is what everyone who has had sex with Iggy does have. Where they are like,
Moana's like, wait, rape. Question. So, I can't fuck drunk girls anymore? Yes, that's what we're saying. Moana.
As this is happening, you can see Jasmine's face. Like, she, like, wanted to put her hand up and be like, but this doesn't go for choking, right? You don't have to consent to choke someone.
So,
they
if
like
you
it.
Choke someone while you're not fucking them, that's not rape. No, ma'am, that's just choking. All right, game on.
I'm good.
So, Chris is like, guys, with what we've all lived through and endured here, do each of you consent to being here? He got individual consent. He's like, okay, everybody, I want you to consent to possibly getting raped or not raped, whatever that may mean, in the next couple of weeks. Okay, let's go down one by one. And Dean is just looking at the floor like, fucking kill me. I would rather be eating mung beans with the creepy woman with long armpit hair that my dad married.
He's like, I want to be with my dad in a tinfoil hat. This is as embarrassing.
So that was a very long conversation with us, and it was a very long conversation on this show. So then he announces, the first rose ceremony is tomorrow night, and Jorge is no longer here. And we found a new bartender, and it's Wells! They did that already, right?
Yeah, that was on the first night. And I was very disappointed because I always said when someone's like, well, who would, you know, in those very, you know, original Facebook posts I have of who would you fuck, kill, and marry? The thing is, I would always choose to kill everyone and marry and fuck Jorge because he was the, I'm like, he's the only guy besides Chris Harrison who has a real job.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the only guy who's actually working.
Comes home with tips.
Who is the least ridiculous person.
Knows how to rim a glass.
And he's trustworthy. He's responsible. He's dealt with these fucking drunk idiots for years.
Yeah, he can clean me up.
And hasn't fucking called El Chapo to come and, like, make some money off their organs. So I respect him. I love him. And I'm very sad.
No one wants those organs.
I'm very sad that he is gone. And so, of course, when they're like, and they're like, you know, he's going off to start his own company. And I was like, no, he's not. You fucking, they're like, you know, he's still going to be fucking making the drinks at craft service. But they're like, we need a good looking white guy to bait the girls who can, like, listen to their sad drunk stories. Come in here, DJ, you know, morning DJ Zoo version of Seth Cohen from the OC. Yeah. Like,
I'm sorry, we're going to have to take you off DJ duty at Moonlight Bowl. Well, we're going to need you behind the bar.
He's like, oh, I'm missing out on bat mitzvah season.
Jorge's like, you guys got to follow your dreams, and I get to follow mine. I'm making tacos. I'm like, wait a minute. Something's fishy here. So now we go over back into Horaceville. Chris is like, okay, no one was raped here that we know of, possibly. Warner Brothers said, everybody got it? Okay, racism, rape, let's go. So now it's back to Fuckfest, and it starts with Robbie like, we are going to have quesadillas and fajitas, girl. So we start with this boy and girl separation where everybody's catching up. And Lacey's like, guys, my grandpa died, and you guys were, like, living this, and I don't know what to do next. Because, like, I don't know what to do. Like, one minute I'm, like, making out with a big guy who carried a little girl around like a backpack for a while and was on huge movie posters. And the next minute my grandpa's dead, and I don't know what to do. What'd you guys do? Anybody's grandpa die? What'd you guys do? Why isn't anybody talking to me? Anybody have an answer? Anybody? They're like, cricket. Cricket. Those poor girls were just looking at her like, who is this?
I felt so bad. Like, I was like, oh, they're about to put magnets on her scoliosis brace. I was concerned for her.
We're dangerous to be together. Rural people. No one knows where you live, right? No. We're gonna be stoned in the streets one day. And I'll take it.
So I'll consent.
They're like,
verbally.
Tell me more. What about that guy with the bobblehead? And the nurse is like, well, I was trying to convince myself into being into him because, you know, he has a job. So then back over there.
That's how sad it's gotten for girls today. Before it's just like, he has a job. I mean, now we act like that's like, you know, like a Christian Grey minus all the S&M of like, he's the top of a CEO. Like, he's the multi-million-dollar company. And Ben, like, he drives for Uber, you guys. He has access to a car. Cha-ching. Like,
he has a job. So Robbie's like, well, I was vibing Rayman, and it's no secret that Rayman is also attracted to Ben, possibly, but whatever.
And so am I, so this is going to be awkward.
He's like,
it's on, bitch.
My bangs are basically belting my forehead, so beat that, Ben, batch.
Like, let's have a swim off. I will win.
Chicken links. So Ben is like, you know, one day in paradise can change a lot. You know, I always say, like, you take it one at a time, you know? Zeus. It's like, why are they talking about this like at Sports Center? Because they both were, all the guys and the girls. Raven's like, Ben and Robbie both hit me up, but I ghosted both of them because I've been on a 2-on-1 every day with them, you know? And I kind of like Ben, but I don't know about Rob, but I don't know. They're both right over here for now. They are on a time out. Sports Center. I don't get, oh, and Alex. I was building a relationship foundational with Mandels. And Dean staring at the forest. I think I wrote Dean staring at the floorboard 20 times during this episode.
I could not under... I mean, I just cannot take anything that Lord Farquaad says seriously. He has the worst tattoos I have ever seen. Like, even like Stevie Wonder is like, oh, those look terrible. Like, they are fucking horrendous. And he's just going, he was like, and you're right. He just like, we were talking about how he's just sounded like a politician. Cause you could tell like he was just talking. He was doing like the Kellyanne Conway where I'm talking words and I'm using words and lexicon and words. And here I am starting a relationship and we're talking to form a relationship, but we're here in this time to meet a relationship, to have a relationship.
Yeah, and consequentiality of the situational, but, you know,
she has a rose and one day I'll have a rose, but our relationship of trying to build a communication to one day possibly have a future. And I'm just like, you're just like going on. I'm like, the producer isn't going to wrap you up. They're going to let you look as stupid as you can. So if you're waiting for them to give you the like timeout sign, like they're not going to. That's like whenever they have on a reality show, which is why I'd never be on one, because I'm very well aware of how ridiculous I am. And I'm like, I don't need the rest of the country to see. I know I'm bad, but like, I know I'm a million times worse than even I think
feel
I am.
Like I'm bad, but at least it's only audio. Like you can fast forward it, turn it down, you know, on TV. No,
but I'm just like, and I'm like, they're going to let you keep talking. Like anytime they have you talk, or especially if they are like, oh, you're a singer, well, we'll let you sing. Anytime they let you do your talent on show, they are making
Thank
fun of
God
you.
God, Alex doesn't have talent.
He thinks he does.
They don't let him do anything except
he's
talk.
He's a mactor.
Oh, God.
And I mean that as a midget actor.
He's cute. Oh, my God. I hate that I like him. Okay, so Dean's like, I went to Kentucky with Christina on a road trip, but then I told her to just keep dating. But then she got mad at me. But, you know, she's an adult. And I was like, oh, my God, Dean wants to play the field. Not nice. Christina is like, it's interesting to learn how the other person works. He came to Kentucky with me, and I'm optimistic. I was like, he's going to dump you. Then bobblehead, who cares? Derek, who cares? Taylor's like,
Derek,
I mean,
sad
it's been
Jim
good.
Halpert.
And I'm like super happy. And we're like here. And he's awesome. And I like him. And it's like so weird. Because like coming into this, I felt like I was going to feel so excluded. And it's like, oh my God. I know. I know totally how you feel. You want to talk about it? I totally feel like that too. Because it's like not fair. Because my grandpa died, you know. And I wasn't here. And like I felt excluded. And I'm sure you guys don't mean to make me feel like that.
And I didn't even get one of the roses at my grandfather's funeral.
I mean, thank God it was the girls' date, right? Like, you're the one not getting the rose. And then I threw some dirt on him as we went down into the ground. So So she's like, you guys, you know, I know what it feels like to feel excluded. And they're like, oh, Taylor. It's like, poor Lacey. So Raven goes, here's to our Evans and our Tanners. Ugh.
And I'm like, you're Farmer Tanners. No one cares.
Yeah. Here's to the pussy and the possibly abusive one. Cheers. So, okay, so now we're back on it. And Diggy and Moana are like, you know, I think it's time to make a move. You poor guys. So Derek and Taylor, Derek and Taylor are so romantic and they're like kissing and they want to fuck. And then they go on a date and it's like Day of the Dead. And I just kept writing, die in a fire.
They look like the couple who would complain to a restaurant of like, excuse me, this mayonnaise is too spicy.
It didn't mention that you were going to put seasoned salt on the french fries. And like emotionally.
When they were in the Day of the Dead room and I'm like, oh, this makes sense because you guys are both dead behind the eyes. I love that Bachelor in Paradise is with a wink. And so they're like, this is perfect. This is what everyone wants to do. They want to kill themselves where they're watching this. Their eyes are as dead as these little skeleton statues.
They have baby teeth like the Day of the Dead.
Perfect.
Statues.
Yeah. She has much. I mean, me, Taylor, and Kirsten Dunst all share the same tooth structure. We're the complete opposite of Robbie, where Robbie has all the teeth and Taylor and I have none.
You have teeth? What are you talking about? You don't have baby teeth. Tell me. Oh, you can't. They look. That's because you don't ever smile big.
Yeah, that's. I'm a joyless human, and also because I have baby teeth. I'm trying.
You have really nice teeth.
I wrote a mean tweet about Janelle Evans, who I also did not tag from Teen Mom, and I had no idea that Teen Mom has like their own little beehive.
Oh, I ain't fucking with any of those ladies.
And like, I didn't even tag her in it. Janelle Evans is just searching for her own name.
Oh yes, girl, they got the fucking tweet deck with the saved columns.
And I was like, Jesus Christ! So yeah, she said, and all of them were like, go see a dentist. Yeah.
Why?
I just like thought it was hilarious.
Oh my God.
Janelle Evans was like, shut up, bitch. Go see a dentist. By the way, you spelled my name wrong. And I wanted to be like, you are searching for your own name misspelled on Twitter. Go watch your kid. Kids.
Oh my God. This is why God is making us like unable to have babies now. Every day. You see in the news all the time, they're like, American sperm count is going down. I'm like, it's because God reads the news, you fucking imbeciles. Thank God. Okay, so old man is like, now Jasmine, come over here, nice lady. I love how we have time together talking, rocking and talking. You like hawking? I don't mean it like that. I just mean cockroaches can get in if you haven't properly caulked your sink. Now, don't leave me in suspense. Am I going to get that rose? I'm going to get it. And she's like, of course you're going to get the rose. Like, jumping all over him. Now, we have to note, old man construction worker has discovered facial scrubs, eyebrow wax, possibly some Botox and fillers. He's got some spray on here now.
That's why he's avoiding the water. He's at a safe distance.
Yes. He has come back feeling at least like 10 minutes younger. And now he thinks his seed is ready to spread, you know?
Yeah, as you realize, she's like, yeah, of course I'm going to give you a rose. Of course I'm going to give you a rose. I'm going to take the rose and put it around your neck and say, like, every rose has thorns, but it's around your neck.
He's like, oh, I'm not sure about that, young lady. I need to spread seed in the biblical way. My penis is a Cain and it's Abel. Lady, let's spread this seed around. She's like, I don't get the Bible. I'm going to choke you. He's like, that is not funny, young lady. So he's like, now what if another young girl comes in here and realizes that we could make proverbs together? And she's like, I'd be pissed. I'd murder you. I'd fucking kill you. But you're a nice person, you know. I mean, you would tell her no, right? You would tell her no, or I'd choke you. Wouldn't that be funny if I choked you? That would be so hilarious. But you wouldn't hurt me, right? You wouldn't hurt me. And she's like rubbing dirt off his face. Like, please don't touch that. So now old man construction worker has got some attitude. I mean, you better work it, old man worker.
It was just like, listen, I mean, he is right. He was like, it's past 5 p.m. I'm normally in bed. I don't have time for this. I have a very limited time left on this planet.
Now, I need you to get to dinner before it goes up $2. We'll talk about this then. 5 p.m., young lady.
Okay, so Alex is with the guys at the bar, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to bone Amanda, guys. A libertantula. Like, I'm using big words. And Amanda passes, and he's like, what's up, wifey? Ugh. And he goes, I'm engulfed in her. Like, every action I made to her has been in pursuit in order to solidify a rose.
Swear to you, that's a quote. Why are you reading like sides for like CSI meets Bachelor? Like, I don't understand the words you're using.
I'm engulfed in her. Like, every action I made to her has been in pursuit in order to solidify.
The words you're using are bigger than you are. Stop.
It's like when you fuck a stupid person and they mess around with your magnetic poetry and you're like, they're dumber than I thought.
He should not be allowed. He should not be allowed to drink that bar. Being that he cannot see over it, thank God. Yeah, Wells exactly. Is his. The only way that he's getting any drinks is because Wells is his fucking friend.
Boosters. So Alex basically starts stalking Amanda, and she's like, "I like dogs." In the group, and he's like, "Dude, I want a Dutch Shepherd. They're gangster. They look like Belgian Anawas. You know, like a police dog without the." Okay, no.
And the way everyone's looking at him, he's like, I want to fuck a dog, right? Everyone? Huh? Because like, the blank look that everyone gives him, it's like you just like heard like a record screech, like the old record that old man construction worker is playing of like the Doobie Brothers. He's like, skrr!
He's like,
Lord Farquaad wants to fuck a dog? What? He's like, no, it's German Shepherd, but it's not, right? Huh?
Oh my God.
Huh? I could also ride it like a horse.
And then Amanda, she's like, well... Normally, if I like somebody, I like when they're aggressive with me, but, you know, if I don't like them, it's a no. And I think it was pretty clear with Alex that I'm not into him, but maybe I wasn't clear. Like, you're not clear, Amanda. And then Raven, basically all the women are like, leave her alone. Leave her alone. And Amanda goes, I already have kids. I don't want another little person following me around.
And he's like, but you already have the seat for me in the car. I'm perfect.
And Alexis is making fun of him at the bar, and she's like, they can share pants. So bad. Okay, so let's get... That was just basically a whole segment of Alex just being a stalker. And then what else happened in here? I feel like it was like one-on-one dates, and I was like, bye. Right?
Yeah, they went on... Yeah. Taylor and Sad Jim Helper went to like the Day of the Dead date behind the eyes.
Yeah,
Alex just kept.
Oh, and then Christina and Dean had their weird moment.
Oh yeah,
so weird.
Dean is adorable. Dean is my favorite. Little Jesse McCartney. He is. I love him. I think he's.
And he's mad, but they're not showing why he's mad. And he's like, "Can we have a talk for a second?" She's like, "Yeah. What is the problem with the talk?" He's like, well, you better figure out tomorrow before the rose ceremony what you want to do with your rose. And she's like, well, how do you feel? Why don't you tell me how you feel? You can never tell me how you feel. And he's like, not happy. I'm not happy. And she's like, okay. Well, why are you mad? And he's like, that's why.
I know, because you made me drive you to Kentucky and all you did was make meals out of crayons and lipstick. You did your Russian delight of, I don't know, I've talked about it. I'm like, I do not like this girl. Granted, I give you credit. You came here. You were bought on a website. You got here on a crate. You're not going back. And you have clawed your way. And I applaud you coming, you know, from the bottom up. And I applaud any woman who does that. I am proud of her. Go for it, girl. But she is the least fun person. I know. Russian girls just scare me.
Don't you want to talk? Why don't you want to talk? And he's like, I'm not happy. She's like, okay then. And she goes,
and she goes right, you're Russian. And so she's sitting there and she was like, we normally have, she's like, I use him for, was she talking about good conversation? Oh, she said, I wrote Svetlana because that's what I call her because I don't know her name. I wrote Svetlana. I want him to be
good communicator.
And I'm like, you, and she's like, I want him to be a GC, good communicator, GC. I mean, green card. I want him to be green card, or as we, good communicators also wait.
Oh, she's already got that. Now she's just wanting somebody, but then she doesn't communicate. She's like, what I'm feeling is I want you to feel. And he's like, but I'm feeling like I'm saying things. She's like, no, I'm mad. And he's like, I'm mad too. And then they're mad, but no one knows why. And then we cut back to Taylor, and I'm like, just die. So then we cut to Jasmine, and she's like, what do you mean you want a nap? He's like, I want a nap. I'm tired is what I mean. It's time that Matlock's ending right now. I just found out his neighbor didn't do it. I've been on an emotional roller coaster, and I need to take a napper. All right. And she's like, but that's what, not what I need in my energy relationship. I need, like, more from my man. Like, I can't just have him taking a nap. Ooh.
Like, he won't let me choke him during MASH. I need more from him.
Then she starts crying and going into her, like, manic jazz mode. And everyone's calling her Jazzy now, which is awkward.
Jazzy.
It's awkward to me.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're Jazzy. DJ Jazzy Jeff, which is like what I would like to call Wells in Sex and Sazerland. Like, I know. I just call her Chokey. That's what I call her. Yeah. I think Chokey is way more fun.
I like Chokey too.
Like, hey, it's Chokey. Like, it's just more fun.
Old man's like getting into bed and like rocking back and forth a little bit with some hay in his teeth. And he's like, you know, me and Jazzy, we're just not at the same point right now. And she's like, I'm sick of being disappointed. I picked the old person, and the first thing he did was get spray on hair and Botox, and now he hates me. Ugh.
As he's saying this, as he's put in his little chair that helps him go up the stairs.
Don't leave me. Are you walking away?
I am buzzing away.
Don't you buzz away from me. I'm sick of being buzzed away from.
God, Jasmine, you know what? It doesn't feel flattering when someone's like, love me, love me, love me. You don't love me? You don't love me? Why don't you love me? Do you love him? Do you know one thing about him? He has a different face from the last time you saw him.
Man, do you know any of the wars he's fought in?
Have you ever tied a yellow ribbon around an old oak tree? Call yourself Jazzy. This man was around when jazz was starting. All right.
Don't tell me 4/4 time. Know what I'm saying, Jazzy?
She's like, no, I'm sick of being told that. So it ends up with her sobbing, Lacey sobbing over in some terrible bathing suit. Like, oh my God, I had to buy a new bathing suit after my grandpa died. No one likes me. No one understands me.
I'm wearing a black bathing suit in honor of my granddad. It's also around my neck because I feel like I'm being
I just want someone I like here, like Daniel. I'm like, oh.
And when she said that, I was like, looked at you like my head like did like as off my body. I was like, does she mean damn Daniel the Canadian? And then of course it shows like montage of him and his Canadian Speedo, and yeah. I was just like,
oh Lord.
Canadians are normally thick. Like the most universally likable people, except for him. That's why I doubt. I know. Show me his birth certificate. I don't think he was born in Canada, because Canada people are likable, and I do not like him. The only way you can tell he's from Canada is how he says
he's
things.
He's still wearing that same fucking Canada Speedo, too, because they show him and he's like, look, it's a leaf on me. On my penis. It's like, okay. We got it. So, shocker, in the previews, we don't really see Lacey or Moana. Totally shocked. So basically, it ends with everybody already crying. Christina's miserable. Dean is crying. It's like their first day back. I blame Chris Harrison. You never start a good fucking vacation by talking about possible rape and Warner Brothers' opinion on it. Okay?
Yeah, you want to know how to put a damper on a beach vacation? Bring up rape and race issues happening in America right now.
What is consent?
All right, everyone, tequila shots. Remember, race is a big deal. Rape is also a big deal. Consent. Tequila.
Well, he didn't say this on the show, but I read that they were going to have a 2-drink minimum or a 2-drink maximum for the people on the show, which is going to ruin the show.
I mean, won't for Taylor, because Taylor was, and she's like, I mean, I don't drink. And I told the producers, because Chris was like, you know, people, you know, we want to tell the media, you know, we don't force you to drink here. And all of them are like in a if like, I know, imagine if they let cameras into the Scientology houses of like, we don't keep you here worshiping aliens and volcanoes. And they're like, no, you don't keep us here worshiping aliens and volcanoes.
We're here because we want to
and
be
gay
here.
Actors and wigs. No. And they're like, no, you don't feed us alcohol. And he's like, you know, Taylor, you don't even drink. And she's like, no. And no one's even made me drink. And I don't need to drink when I'm here. I'm like, yeah, but everybody else has to drink twice as more to be around you. So that's not fair to them. She's an instigator.
I don't drink. I just like to talk in questions. I don't drink. Oh, fucking Taylor. So she's going to end up with that boring, sweet, adorable guy who I love. But can't they just leave now? Can't they be like, okay, just give us the ring? Because I don't want to watch Taylor make out all season.
They are perfect for each other because they are the most boring people on. Like, I don't have time for that in reality.
Like, their goal is to have a $5 wedding like fucking Evan and Carly just got forced to have. Those were on plastic tablecloths that were patterned like ponchos. Okay, we're going to wrap it up, everybody. Thank you so much, Annabelle.
Thank you so much
for
having me.
Tell everybody where they find you.
You can find me on my podcast, Adderall and Compliments, on iTunes. And Ronnie was on, and it was one of my favorite episodes ever. You're the funniest person that I know. I love you. Thank you so much for letting me do this.
Thank you so much. And what's your Twitter name?
Oh, my Twitter name is it's the least catchy name ever. It's Annabelle Lee 417. But don't worry about that. Just I'm like Ben. I'm desperate for followers on Instagram. I'm trying to reach that 14K. So follow me on Instagram at Annabelle DeSisto. You don't even have to like any of my posts. Just follow
417?
Me. 417? Yes. On Twitter, it's Annabelle Lee 417 because I have like 8 bots of me.
I'm sure.
That Twitter won't take down.
You have to accuse them of hate crimes.
Yeah, they literally will not do anything. I'm like,
you have to be like, these are terrorist hate crime people. They'll be like, okay.
Oh, they took me off Twitter for tweeting too much about Siesta Keys.
Oh Lord, oh God, don't even say that anywhere out loud. People will be like, how dare you talk about that?
And I was like, Do you see what people write on Twitter? And I'm like, you took me off for this? Do you think Siesta Key means something in some weird chat room on the internet that like...
People went nuts over Siesta Key and I never even watched it. I was like, whoa, staying away from that. I'm offensive enough on my own without doing something like that.
And I'm like, I'm telling you, don't drag sharks behind the boat. I was kicked off for this. I feel like Janelle Evans and Alex are behind it in some way.
Probably. It's like, you dumb hoe. He's like the top of Twitter. All right, everybody. We will talk to you next week. Bye.